right, running solo today. So you're not going to get Woody's picks, but just assume everything I pick, you would pick the opposite. So let's make you some money. Ready? Friday night, Iowa at Maryland. Iowa, 3-point favorite. This is a tough game. Maryland can throw the ball. Haven't really beaten anybody. Iowa can't throw the ball and rely on their run game and their defense. So it's a tough line. I'm going to take the Terps to cover it. They could win outright, but this is a big game for Iowa. So the over-under is 47.5. Got to be under, right? But take the Terps getting 3 points at home. BYU and Utah State, also a Friday night game. BYU laying 9.5. Take BYU. I like them in this matchup, even though it's sort of a rivalry game for them and for Utah State of sorts. They've been rolling lately, and I think they cover that 9.5 pretty easy. Heading to Saturday, Arkansas and Georgia. Georgia laying 18 points. Arkansas is a top 10 team. They're undefeated. I would take Arkansas to cover the 18. Now, the 18 is high to me. It's a fishy line that could mean Georgia wins 30-3, but I'm taking Arkansas and that 18 points on the road. I don't think they win, but I think they cover that 18. Michigan, Wisconsin. Wolverines getting 2 points at Wisconsin. Wisconsin's a 1-2 football team. They look horrible. Graham Mertz looks horrible. They're tough to beat at home, but give me Michigan here in that run game. I think they win this game outright. And worst case scenario, they are getting the 2. So even if they lose by 1 point, you're going to win with Michigan. Louisville, Wake Forest. Wake Forest lands 7. I like Louisville here. Louisville got off to a horrible start. They're 3-1 since, or 3-0 since. And I don't know. Wake Forest shouldn't be favored by 7 over anybody, honestly. I like them. I like Coach Clawson and the job they've done. But, you know, give me Louisville on the road to cover that 7 and possibly win this game outright. Cincinnati, Notre Dame. So I don't understand this one. Cincinnati's laying 2 points on the road at Notre Dame. It's a fishy line. That means Cincinnati's probably going to win outright. Somebody knows something, but give me Notre Dame. I like Cincinnati as a football team for sure. I love their defense. Desmond Ridder saying he's going to quiet the crowd. But Notre Dame at home getting 2 points as a top 10 team undefeated, give me Notre Dame. UL Monroe and Coastal Carolina. Coastal, I've been riding all year. They're laying 34.5. Take Coastal, take the over, which is 57.5, but take Coastal to cover that 34.5 points. Ole Miss, Alabama, 14.5. You got the hook there. Alabama by 2 touchdowns. The over under 79.5. That's high. I'm taking Alabama. I think they're going to win by 20 or more, but I would take the under. I don't know if the two teams are going to combine for 80 points or more, but take Alabama. Don't bet against them. Oregon, Stanford. Oregon laying 8 on the road at Stanford. I'm taking Stanford to cover, not to win. Oregon certainly has the ability to play down to their opponents. This could be a situation where they do. Stanford, Tanner McKee is very underrated. They can control the clock a little bit. I think Oregon's going to have a bit of a bummer performance here. Win the game, but it'll be closer than 8 points. Oklahoma, Kansas State. Oklahoma laying in 11.5 on the road at Kansas State. You would think this would be a trap game. The over-under is 52.5. Take the over, and we have to see Oklahoma bust out sometime, right? I mean, this has to be one of those games. I like Deuce Vaughn, but give me Oklahoma laying 11.5 and give me the over. And I think maybe we finally see them play well. Ohio State and Rutgers. Ohio State laying 15 on the road at Rutgers. Take Ohio State here. Rutgers is a much, much improved football team, but this is still Rutgers. This is still Ohio State. The talent level is so steep between the two of them. Give me Ohio State to cover that 15. Florida and Kentucky. Florida laying 7.5 on the road at Kentucky. Give me Kentucky to cover. I love the hook here. You know, they may lose by a touchdown and you still cover, but give me Kentucky. They could win this game outright. But if they don't, I think they'll keep it within a touchdown. Auburn, LSU. LSU laying 3 at home against Auburn. I like LSU. A lot of people wondering if LSU's mailing it in. Derek Stingley's probably not going to play. But Max Johnson, Kayshon Boutte, you know, they've got some talent there in the passing game. Auburn has shown a little bit of weakness in that area. I think LSU wins this game and wins by more than a field goal. Arizona State, UCLA. UCLA favored by 3 at home. Give me UCLA in this one. I think they could win big, you know, possibly by 20 points. And then finally, Fresno State, 11 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday. Fresno State laying 10.5 against Hawaii. Hawaii's horrible. Fresno State will cover that 10.5 on the road. Jake Haener will get things done. So there are your picks. Now you can make a ton of money. I'm not always right. Rarely right, actually. But I feel good about these.